علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 185th sermon of Nahjul Balagha, and we have discussed a few important points that were there in this particular sermon, and especially on the phrases that I had chosen, which are with regards to be careful about the blessings that we get and how to use them in a way that they should not make us engrossed and pull our attention away from our aims and objectives as a society. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he describes this particular state as a drunkenness, when a community and a society kind of becomes oblivious of its duties and its responsibilities towards the aims and objectives that it has achieved. It might be doing a lot of activities, but they are all in the wrong direction, and therefore they will see that their aims and objectives are not being achieved, and they feel that there is no progress. This is basically because of that kind of state that they enter into.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we talked about the fact that these blessings can lead to many problems in the society if a person is not planned for them. One of them is that we notice the class difference between the rich and the poor becomes very vast. That means we see the difference and the gap between the rich and the poor increase. Another issue that can face is that we see people that were good in their lives, they become corrupt due to the wealth. They become spiritually corrupt, the families become divided, they become misguided, and many other problems that a community and a people can face because of this. Now, you see, it is when we look at societies in the past, and we look at societies today even, and we look at families, for example, that suddenly became wealthy, or a person who was poor and suddenly becomes wealthy, we notice that sometimes it could be possible, and a person should not judge them, but a person may have witnessed a vast change in that person, and that change could not be positive at times. So we need to draw that line in our lives from the very beginning on how we will use that wealth, and that we will use it in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially when the wealth becomes accumulated by people who are in position. And when that happens, then people, they lose hope in the system. So as this is especially focusing on the governments, that if there is a government and there are people that are working in the government, they need to be careful on how they achieve wealth and how they utilize that wealth, so that that balance remains and the people always remain hopeful in the community. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin
wa ali Muhammad. Nahjul Balagha, translated as the peak of eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings that reflected Imam Ali's profound insights on governance, ethics, spirituality, and social justice. Sayyid Razi's meticulous work in preserving and presenting Imam Ali's words has made Nahjul Balagha a timeless source of inspiration for scholars, theologians, and seekers of wisdom.
Now, we will go to other narrations from Imam Ali alayhi salam, especially when it comes to the wealth of the rich, of the people that are in power. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, for example, says, "An-nasu bi umara'ihim ashbahu minhum bi aba'ihim." The riwayat says, it's in Tuhfa al-Uqul, page number 208. He says that people are more similar to their leaders than they are to their fathers. Now, this is a kind of a dangerous narration. That means you as a leader of the society, you need to be really careful. Yes, the father and the parents and the family may have an influence, but your influence as a leader is more profound. You who are in a leadership position, however small or however big, note that you are creating an effect into the hearts of the people. So you need to be careful. Or for example, Imam Ali alayhi salam says in another narration, in another sermon of Nahjul Balagha, he says, "La taslahu ar-ra'iyatu illa bi-salahi al-wulat," that citizens will never become good and they will never change except when the leaders and the governors change. So again, this only emphasizes how we need to be careful about who we choose as leaders, who becomes a leader, and how a leader should be careful about his actions and his duties. And now, especially when we notice that the people notice that the leadership is just enjoying themselves, is just enjoying itself in terms of the material, material way. And at the same time, let's say it is misappropriating funds, misusing funds, and all of these things. If the people see this, then they will become like that. And this will be the start of the destruction of the society. So this sukrun ni'mah, to become drunk because of the blessings, one of the areas where it can be damaging is when it affects the leadership and the people that are in authority. And that in turn can affect the whole society and cause destruction. And therefore we need to be very careful as people, especially if we have leadership positions, to make sure we live a life of purity and of integrity. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه